appreciate the King of Kings. Give him all the adoration. Any works that you have done, your grace and mercy upon our lives displayed. Father, receive our thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we have come to celebrate your resurrection. We have come to appreciate you for what you did for us. Father, as we gather, we ask that your presence be made manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. How will they know that you resurrected? It's by our lives. It's by our testimonies. So that as we have come, oh Lord, today, let there be a divine touch in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We have come. This is not a social gathering. Say, where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in their midst. Father, may your presence be felt among us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that your power we come down, and miracles, notable miracles will take place this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. From the beginning of this service, oh Lord, till when we shall be sharing grace, we pray that everyone here present or connected all over the world will have an encounter with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we want to start this Sunday school. We ask that you give us the spirit of understanding a revelation in the name of Jesus Christ. The essence of Sunday school is to know you the more, so that we can have a very good walk with you, and we have a good relationship with one another, so that when you shall come, we will not be missing. Father, grant our desires in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless our worship this morning. And at the end of everything today, may we have every reason to say, indeed, we have gone to worship our Maker. For in Jesus' mighty name, we prayed. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a convincing amen? Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. May you be seated in the name of Jesus. May you be seated. May you be seated. May we be seated. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. We thank God for what he has been doing in our lives from the beginning of this month. We are having enough empowerment. We are being empowered to face every trial, every temptation, every device of Satan. No one who has submitted himself or herself for this empowerment will fall victim of any temptation of the devil throughout this year in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, don't be discouraged. It will soon be over. But the blessings of this empowerment program, from this month to the end of this year, you will begin to make reference to this program in the name of Jesus Christ. So without wasting much time, we go straight to our Sunday school. The past two Sundays now, we'll be talking about a very, very interesting topic. Can somebody remind me the topic we have been looking at? Who is the Antichrist? Thank you, Mommy. God bless you. Who is the Antichrist? And what this teaching is, in summary, supposed to achieve is for us to identify who the Antichrist are and who the Antichrist is, to properly identify who the Antichrist are according to our anchor scripture. The Antichrist, 1 John 2:18, talks about the Antichrist that shall come and the Antichrist that are present even in our age, to properly identify them. For Apostle Paul says something in the book of 2 Corinthians, say we are not ignorant of the devices of Satan. Satan is smart, is cunning, is deceitful. He's a deceiver. And if we don't have a proper understanding of how he works, Satan may deny us of our hope in Christ. That hope that we have, hope of redemption, hope of resurrection, hope of ascension, all those hope we have, our expectations in Christ. If we don't have a good understanding of his moves, he's so smart. Remember, same 2 Corinthians, he said he transformed himself as angel of light. He transformed himself as an angel of light. Satan might be manifesting. And if you have not known his characteristics, you might be thinking it is God. And you will fall for it. That is why the teaching is so important. Particularly if your decision you have made above every other things is to go with Jesus, our Savior, who has come to redeem us. If your decision, if your primary purpose of worshiping him, following Jesus, is that when he shall come, you will be among those that will go with him, then this teaching we have been looking at, by God's grace, we shall conclude it today. But my prayer is that the reason for which this teaching is taken, which for you to know how to know the antics, the strategies of the devil, so that you don't fall victim of it, that purpose will be achieved in the name of Jesus Christ. So, please, I want you to pay very rapt attention and follow. Let's just go through. I have done revision from the very beginning. Who is the Antichrist? The word, in case you are just joining us. Okay, just... Yes, we've explained all of this. The mystery of iniquity, and the appearances. Let's take it back to that appearances of Satan. I was talking about, with the whole of the teaching last week was centered on these appearances, the way he manifested himself. using vessels. And you look at that vessel, you'll be thinking, it is that vessel operating. And you saw all happen in the case of Judas. That's where we ended. Then we proceeded when he killed Jesus Christ. Because his mission, based on the prophecy given in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that the seed of the woman will bruise his head, and the seed of the serpent will do what? Will bruise his ear. He said, this bruising of that ear is the Antichrist. Well, what does it mean? Attacking the progress of the reason why Jesus came. Attacking the reason for which Jesus is given for. Why did Jesus Christ come? He came for you and I to save us. And the Antichrist will be doing everything to stop that purpose for which he came. And that is the Antichrist. Christ for our salvation. Antichrist against our salvation. That is all what we have been looking at. And this vessel manifested himself as a dragon. We saw it in Revelation. Serpent. You thought the serpent was the one manifesting. But there is a spirit. We have established all this last week. Now, when he killed Jesus and he thought all was over, he didn't know. And I said the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was a great blow to Satan. Because he thought it was all. He said when he was buried, he mounted the Roman soldier to be at his grave. But he did not know the way of God. And that's why we are celebrating today his resurrection. He resurrected. Did Jesus Christ resurrect? God bless you. That's why we are celebrating. If he did not resurrect, then what is our hope? So because he resurrected, even though we sleep in him, when he shall come, we will resurrect. If you have that hope, celebrate Jesus. If you have the hope of resurrection, celebrate Jesus Christ. Now he resurrected. And Jesus Christ, before he was killed, he gave a prophecy in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew 16, 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. The last statement is the embassy. Please let it stay. And the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. By this statement, Jesus Christ has informed the disciples that definitely he will have his church in this world. But that church is going to be attacked by the enemies, the Antichrist. But no matter the attack that will be launched against his church, he has said it. And whatsoever he has said, nothing can change it. He said they will not prevail. True to his word. You know, he gave so many prophecies that when he will have gone, how the disciples will be killed. And people that will be killing them, they will even be thinking they are doing God a service. If you read John 16, 1 to 2, John chapter 16, Jesus Christ gave prophecies of what the disciples will fail. John chapter 16, verse 1 to 2. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. Verse 2. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea. The time cometh, whatsoever killeth you, or whosoever, will think that he doeth God in service. He prepared their mind that the Antichrist will come against them after he has left. And true to his prophecies, the Antichrist came. I think let's go to the second to the last slide. Okay, the next one. Okay. The gate of hell that Jesus Christ spoke about in Matthew 16, verse 18. The gates of hell, they are the Antichrist spirit, the Antichrist move against the progress of the church. Jesus Christ started the work of salvation. The disciples are to continue the work of salvation. to save you and I. The same way they killed him, the same Antichrist spirit attacking the purpose for which he came, that spirit came against the church. John the Beloved in Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. Let's take it from verse 1, Revelation chapter 6. He saw the seven seals. And I saw when the lamp opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts. These four beasts. But this aspect I am going into, let me just prepare our mind. It is a section that the pastor, the overseer, has spoken extensively on. You can get it on our website. Behold the Antichrist. And our beloved Pastor Olumide, when he was taking the book of Revelation, he spoke extensively concerning these seals. And if you want to really know more about it, just go to the website. Books of Revelation preached by Pastor Olumide, you will be well loaded. Because he took it as a Sunday school. Because my teaching is centered on to just identify the Antichrist spirit. So I will not be going into details. How it moved from heaven down to when it will be put in the lake of fire. That is what this teaching is centered on. So, the seals, the seven seals, how they were opened. The teaching was so enriching. I will encourage you to pick, to go and download it and study. So, beloved saw the seven seals, they were opened. And the seal, the first thing, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts. This first beast is in Revelation chapter 4, verse 7. The four beasts around the altar. So one of the beasts now is the one talking here. Say one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Come and see. No. And I saw and I behold a white horse. A white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went for conquering and to conquer. This is symbols. And except you have the revelation, everything that is being said here will make no sense to you. The seal reveal the activities of the beast, of the Antichrist against the church, the battle that the Antichrist will have against the church. Now, why am I bringing this thing in? When you see the disciples being persecuted, being scared, let's read Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 18. Now, we are looking at the moves of Satan, how he will hide himself somewhere, and you will be seeing his operations. And somebody who is not discerning enough will be looking at that vessel. You will not know that there is something that is causing that operation behind. And that is what we are trying to expose. Look at what happened here. And they called them. These are his disciples. After Christ has resurrected, has gone on high. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. They are scaring them. Immediately he has gone, you know, on the day of Pentecost, you know, the fire came and they were going up and down, doing many miracles. They were turning everywhere upside down. The same thing that Jesus was doing, they continued it. And when you see these people, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, trying to stop them from continuing the work, you and I will be thinking it is those Pharisees. But Revelation chapter 6, verse 2, he's talking about look at it, and a white horse. He that sat on him on that white horse. It is not Jesus, so it's not Jesus. It is that Antichrist spirit. And he said, had a bow. Any fighter that has a bow without an arrow, how can you describe him? You disguise it as like a toothless bulldog. A dog that is just barking, 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 without it, will he be able to do any harm much? That's exactly what is happening. He has no arrow. So what the Antichrist spirit was doing in that first church age was scaring the believers not to preach. And the manifestation is what you are seeing. I want you to see that those people trying to stop the disciples from continuing the words of salvation, they are not the one doing it. Look at it there. He that sat on him, it is the Antichrist spirit in those vessels. So we are saying, who are the people that killed Stephen? Who killed Stephen? Who killed Stephen? The Antichrist. As you can see here, he was the one behind it. And what is his aim? To stop the works of salvation. Christ and Antichrist. Antichrist spirit against the reason why Jesus Christ came. He was scaring them. He killed Stephen. That is why, because Stephen is like me and you, revelated Christian. You know, when he was dying, he knew that they were not the one killing him. What was his prayer? What was his prayer? Was he taking vengeance? Was he saying eye for eye? Was he saying you should bring your rifle and kill them? Was he calling fire from down? See, whatsoever, whether your a wish is tormenting you or anything, go behind and pray. You don't go and meet the wish and say, I want to arrest. No. No. What does the Bible say? What does this? It say, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it said the weapons of our warfare, they are what? They are not carnal. It is an unrevelated Christians that will. We are fighting spiritual battles. So it's not physical. But when you are having any form of challenge, you don't go confrontational, physical. No, go be and pray. That is what Stephen did. He said, Father, forgive. Because he knows where that spirit is coming from. So they did everything to stop them. But God can't tie it. How were the Peter that could not withstand a small girl when that girl was challenging him? The same Peter now, when they were saying, stop preaching. You know his response. He said, judge between yourself whether it is right. He's talking about people who can kill him all. But it was not Peter doing it. What do you think was doing it? It was an anointing of lion, boldness, courage that God released upon him. Nobody will see death. And we are still in the flesh. The flesh is there. Even though you no matter how much of the spirit you are, as long as there will be something from the flesh that will say, this is death, oh. Praise God. So it was not Peter. God released an anointing too to make them. The more they scared them to stop preaching in his name, the more they were stronger in confidence, in strength, in power. And they were everywhere. They were turning everywhere upside down. Many people were giving their lives to Christ. And the devil himself, who thought, let me scare these people so that they will stop this salvation. Say, what? I scared them. They did not stop. What did he do? What did he do? He changed his battle plan. He said, let me change my tactics. Revelation chapter, that same Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. See this? Another battle plan. He used those Jews to persecute them, but it did not work. They could not stop them. Now, what will I do again? Since I could not stop them by scaring, read Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. See his battle plan. And there went out another us. But we know by the spirit of revelation, it is not another us. It is the same us. But what is he doing? Changing color. Read. Another us that was red in color. The first one was what? White. Now, red. If you are looking at this without eye of revelation, you will be thinking it's different. But we thank God for the spirit of revelation. He said, and power was given to him that who is sitting down under us, the Antichrist, that sat on him thereupon to do what? To take peace from the earth. And that they should be killed one another. And there was given unto him great sword. the battle plans that he devised this time around was not to kill them. Even though that first one, he killed Stephen and just a pocket of persecution, death here and there. But this second attempt, when the first battle plan did not succeed, his battle plan this time around is to do what? To wipe them off. To do what? To wipe them off. By the time none of them is remaining, let me see who will continue the work of salvation. Since I don't want people to be saved, I have lost my place to go to heaven. His children too, all of us, we end up in hell. That was his plan. I will make sure the works of starvation stop. That was the desire of Satan. So, he launched that attack. Anywhere you even mention the name of Christ, you can't. That is why the Bible says, whosoever will call upon the name, it must be by the Holy Ghost. You say you are Christ, you are what? You are finished. The pastor, like I said, has dealt extensively on this. This is the period we describe as what? The period of martyrdom. It's a series of bloodletting. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 17:6, it says, this is where you will know the vessel that is used. He used the Jews at that place, the first, when he began his attack, as his vessel against the church. See the vessel he's using here now. And I saw that woman drunken with the blood of the saints. I believe we are well grounded. Who is this woman? Who is this woman? This woman is a church. Okay. No. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. This is the great martyrdom. If you read Forces Books of Martyr, I recommend again. I know it has been recommended to us. Please go and read that book. It is a very important book as a Christian you need to study. If you don't read it, you will not be a balanced Christian. The gates of hell against you is attacked. When they come, you will easily fall for it. I read that book. I'm telling you the truth, I lie not. That book helped me when I was in my wilderness journey. It helped me so much. Each time, the temptations to compromise my faith will come. I will remember that there are people that stood firm, that rather for them to compromise, they will give their life, and they were killed. They were martyred. They were butchered. So many were fed into lions. Many were burned at stake. If you cannot read, go and watch the video clip. The IT has it. The video clips of that experience. When the Roman emperors, the devil was one using them to kill. And the Bible records that 68 million Christians were killed. Many, this period, when the Roman emperors, you know, they are pagans. They do sacrifices to their idols. The Christian, the believer, will not partake in these sacrifices for refusing to join them in that pagan worship, that idolatrous worship. What does it mean? Kill them. And they were killed. Go and read it. It's very important. So that when you don't have money in your pocket and you are trying to go and begin to do what is not expected to do as a Christian, you will remember that there are people who for not bowing down to the idols in their generation, they lost their life. It will strengthen you to continue in your pilgrimage. Praise the Lord. If you don't have the ability to read, please go and watch the video. You will see how pregnant women were butchered. You will see how people, they will tie them in a sack and they will throw them into sea. They were grounded. It was horrible killing. And that is, who was doing it? Was it the Roman emperors? Who was doing it? The Antichrist. That is what this thing is meant to achieve. To look beyond the vessels. It is the devil. We are trying to expose him from the heaven when he was cast down and see how he has moved so that you will know. Even now, anytime I have opportunity to minister, I will tell someone, the devil that killed 68 million physically, now, apart from few places you see, something like the video we watched last week. I saw the video when a man was stoned to death by his brother's Islamic, because he has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and they wanted him to recant that his faith. And he said he cannot, he's the Savior. And for the guy, how many of us saw that video? The video is trending. If I watched it like this, he put him at the center, they were stoning him until he died. That is one of the matters for his faith. You need to watch such videos so that we don't say because you can't pay accommodation and you are drawing back from the faith. No, it is a very rugged faith we have been called into, and you need to be very rugged. Material things should not be something that should put you aside. No, material things should not even whether you have food to eat. What we are called into is a rugged faith. The faith of our apostolic fathers. So don't let me dwell more on it. It was the devil doing all those nonsense, killing them. Killing, in fact, it was, please try and watch the video or try and read Fox's Book of Matter. It will greatly bless my soul. It will do the same thing to your soul. Praise God. Praise God. So, even history has it that the more he was killing them, which his purpose is to, as he was killing them, they will stop preaching. As they were being killed, even by the death of the believers, people that were watching them, they were giving their life to Christ. See another defeat. And it was not them doing it. How did God counter it? God released anointing of the lamb. Calf. Calf is a burden bearer. Kill me for my faith. They were killing them. It was not them doing it too. Just like they were not, it was not the Roman emperors doing that. There was a spirit. Those believers, they were able. If lion comes here now, even me myself, as I'm professing faith, I am in rugged, I'm professing rugged faith. If lion lands here now, I will take off. But those, they were not the one. No human being will see lion and stay. You will be scared. But these ones were not scared. They were not the one. There is an anointing upon them. Just the same way, those Nero, those emperors, what they were doing, it is the Satan to quench the light. So, after he could not succeed in his operation, what did he do again? With that plan to kill them, his goal is to stop them from proclaiming Christ, to stop salvation. He did not succeed. The more he were killed, many were giving their life. Since this plan did not succeed, do you know what he did? He just remembered what he did to conquer the world, to take over this earth that God gave to Adam. He just quickly remembered, I knew how I did it now. Am I not the one that is being worshipped today? You know what he told Jesus? He said, Adam, there was a bad strategy he used. He killed Abel. And when God brought Seth, he said, if I kill Seth again, God will bring another one. Did he kill Seth? What plan did he do? When you read that Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, when he said, when men began to multiply, he remembered that strategy. So instead of killing this one, okay, I will begin to bring my own seed to them. That is what you see in the book of Matthew, the parable of mustard seed. It said the best of the air, the people that are not of Christ, they came into the church. And before you know it, they paraded themselves as that they are of Christ. But they are actually from Satan. They are actually from Satan. The ministers of devil, they came, they began to tell them, we are one, we are one, we are one, we are one. Meanwhile, they are what? Idol worshippers. But they just want to identify with Jesus Christ. Are we following? We are one, we are one. But they only wanted to identify. They have their idols, they have their beliefs. But they want to, and that is what we remember, the best of the air coming to hide under the tree. They infiltrated Christianity. And before you know it, that is the whole thing we have
If you have read the same verses, book of Matthew, you will see we have had the Emperor Constantine, AD 325. That was the way the church was finally conquered. You know, it was one that now married the church that God said, don't be unequally yoked with unbeliever. He brought them. They have been killing you. You don't need to run away. No, come. He said he saw a dream. All this thing was well explained in those teachings. He said he saw a dream that he will be going to battle and all that. He now brought them, brought the paganism, the idol worshippers, brought the Christians. He said they are one. And the Bible has said, don't be unequally yoked with unbeliever. They are supposed to be separate. The church that they were killing, that they could not stop, they were persecuting, they could not stop. Immediately after that marriage, what happened? The church died. The same thing he did. Immediately the Canaanites, descendant of Cain, and that of Seth, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, immediately there was that marriage. Darkness, evil pervaded on earth. The same way that marriage was taking place, the church died. And from there, no power, nothing. It is the world. Before you know it, the third battle plan. Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. Revelation chapter 6, verse... the next scripture, verse 5. And when he had opened the third sea, when the red horse rider did not achieve the purpose for which he's giving forth, see the... And when he had opened the third sea, I heard the third beast saying, say, come and see, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse. We have been told, this black horse, what does it represent? What does it represent? Blackness. That is the dark age. No more light of the world. It is the world ruling now. All these, the ministers of Christ, the Bible says, when men slept, all those apostles, and all of them, when they have been killed, it is now the serpent's seed. Now the Antichrist that is now ruling. So, there was a darkness over Christianity, if over the world. And what happened? They began to inject all manners of strange doctrines into Christianity. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Then another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. It is when there was darkness, the Bible has been taken away from them, nothing to cross-check what they have been preached. Now, what was not Christianity was presented. He said 3 measures. The formula that was given by Apostle Peter in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 38. Formula for salvation that was given. What does it say? He said, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is the formula. But this formula now, he said a woman took it and ate it, corrupted it. Everything that have to do with salvation. I don't want to kill now, but see the way I want to kill. That process, the whole idea of Christ is to save you. Every other thing, prosperity, healing, connections, fame, it is addendum. They are just additional things. This formula for salvation has been corrupted. So whosoever is coming to Christ without following that formula is already separated from God. Praise God. The formula has... So, devil began to have his field day in Christianity. Then what we are seeing as Christianity is not what the apostles laid down for us. That is why all manner of strange doctrines. That is why we began infant baptism. That was when it was injected during the dark ages. Infant baptism, purgatory, penances, commercialization of everything that has to do with salvation. For you to say you are justified, you pay. all manner praying. In fact, it was at this period during Dark Ages that Christmas, that many are struggling with, it was injected. There are strange doctrines into Christianity that were brought. But he thought it was over. He thought he had also succeeded. Go back, see how God also countered him. God countered the spirit of Antichrist that came by casting darkness upon Christianity. Which standard did he use? That's what I put there. These standards are the anointing that God released upon the people to be able to overcome the Antichrist move. He said, the face as a man. Face as a man. This time around, it's no more lion, it's no more calf. He released an anointing as a face of a man. This thing means human intellect, the wisdom of man, to be able to counter. If you read that Revelation chapter 6, verse 5, it says that it's in the midst, when the darkness is over, the Christianity, a reviver sprang forth. Let's read Revelation chapter 6, verse 5. When he said, ought not the oil and the wine. Okay, verse 6. Okay, yes. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, a measure of wheat for penny. This is commercialization, selling indulgences and everything that has to do with salvation for penny. But why all this thing was going on? He said, see thou art not the oil and the wine. It means in the midst of darkness, there is a revival. Matthew chapter 25, verse 6. In the darkest age of apostasy, when there is darkness everywhere, no more true Christianity. What we are seeing is another Christianity different from what they laid down for us. Nobody can defeat the purpose of God. Matthew 26, verse 6. What does it say? At the midnight was when there was total darkness upon Christianity. What we are seeing, Christianity, the one that Christ gave us, the disciples gave us, is no more what we are witnessing. At that darkest hour, even when the devil thought is now he has achieved his purpose, at midnight there was a cry made. I expect somebody will celebrate Jesus for this cry that was made. Because this cry that was made, it was a cry. It was the voice of Jesus Christ of restoration. To restore all the things that the enemy has killed. The salvation plan that they have given to us that have been destroyed. The process of restoration began. And this same voice, this same cry is the same thing as the voice of Archangel in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. The beginning of the restoration. To restore all that pertain to our salvation. It began, and the man used, he began to use men. The first man we have been taught is who? Is who? Martin, God bless you. Martin Luther. God was the one that restored justification. That you are not supposed to be paying for your sins to be remitted. Said the just shall live by the faith. And people that had him, they came out. God, when that cry was made, and what happened, he said the virgins, they arose, and they began to follow the line. From then on, God began to use men. All those truths that have been covered, that have been buried, God began to use men. That is what the face as a man, that is anointing, is typing. Begin to restore them. Predestination, eternal security. God began to restore these truths back to us. And this black horse is still riding now. There are certain things that have been covered that men are still bringing forth. Men are still bringing forth. There are so much heresies that have been put, strange doctrines that have been put into Christianity that up to today, God is still using his vessels to restore. One of them, we have believed before that the foolish virgins that we saw in that Matthew 25 verse 6, if you read down, that is one of the strange doctrines that I believe it is the Antichrist have put in place to lead you and I, to make us to live a careless life. What is foolish virgin? What is the doctor talking about? that the foolish virgins will make that they will not go in the rapture, but after rapture, that they will still be in the rapture, that they will pay with their blood. It's a strange doctrine. The apostle did not believe it. It is part of the what God is restoring, the truth that have been covered, that God is using men to restore to us. And this restoration is still continuous until even right now. But the black horse is riding. Now, it's going to continue until Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, that the fullness of, as in Romans 11, 25, the fullness of the Gentile be coming. When all the Gentile bride have been saved, rapture is over. And that is why as we are gathered, very, very soon, rapture will take place. Then this same old, ready? Yes. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. Lest ye should be wise in your own counsel, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile be coming. The fullness of Gentile, that all that God has written their names in the book of life of the Gentile, as the Gentiles, once all of them have come in, rapture will strike. And what happens? God will go and fulfill the 70th week in the book of Daniel with his people. Revival will go back to Israel. Praise the Lord. As devil be killed, as his head be bruised. So, that old serpent is still doing its work. And the Bible records in Revelation chapter, see how he moved again after rapture. He has not given up. Christ is to go back to his people. The same salvation we enjoy, he must save his own. Revelation chapter 11, verse 7. If you read from verse 1, it talks about two olive trees, the candlesticks, the two prophets that God, one that is of the Moses and Elijah, that God used to bring revival. See the Antichrist here. We want to expose him so that you will know how to work with his ministers now. He has not given up. After rapture, see what he's doing. And when they shall have finished their testimony, this is talking about the two olive trees, the candlestick. When they have finished their message of bringing, of causing an awakening among the Israelites, when they have finished it, they have already done what God, the purpose of God. So, just like John the Baptist, he has introduced Christ. If he's killed, he has fulfilled his ministry. No power will kill you until you have fulfilled your purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. These people fulfilled their ministry, after which, who killed them? What happened? And the beast, that is the Antichrist, that ascended out of the bottomless pit, shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Who killed them? See the revival of Christ. That is Christ and Antichrist again. Are we getting it? Are we getting it? He's never tired. It's until the seed of the man will bruise his head after the rapture. See, he went to the Israelites. How do you know he's the one that... Now, even after the rapture, he went to them, he killed them to stop. Then what happened? The one in the... We saw in 2 Thessalonians, the Antichrist, the real one. 3.5 years, he came on the scene. I don't have business with those ones. My business is for you. You and I. You and I should, before he will come on the scene, rapture will have taken place. Do everything within your power. Bride of Christ, wherever you are connected, there is no hope after the rapture. The doctrine that says foolish virgins will have a place, that doctrine is an heresy. It's a damnable heresy. When I heard it, I was a bit careless with mine. But at least, maybe not to make heaven. How I go does not matter. Even if I don't make this one, there is a chance. I was not careful. But the day I realized through the scripture and our pastor preached, and I saw it scripturally, that once the door is closed, the door of salvation, as we are hearing now, no man, those foolish devils, when they came, did they open the door for them? Once you don't go, don't forget it, the Antichrist, that one, you will experience his reign. And the Bible says it is a great tribulation. You will not be part of the reign of the Antichrist. That other Antichrist in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, we said the black horse is riding. What is he doing in our age? He's deceiving. He has captured all the denominations. He has deceived them with anointing. You see, the formula for salvation is that you repent, you are baptized, and you receive the Holy Ghost. They are telling you he's speaking in tongues. Once you believe that, you are already marked by the Antichrist, and your place is hell. Teachings that are contrary to the word of God, that have been gone out, not every vessel you see is of Christ. Antichrist cannot deceive you with anointing. Our eyes are open. What they will use to deceive you now, because it was God that saved me, they will use to deceive you now. Please, if not for the Holy Ghost, there was a move that came against this church a few years back. They were talking about continuity ministry that they have received, that they were done. They were coming up with that doctrine, a continuity ministry. And many people from here followed. Me and I will look. I went there. I looked, because it was close to my school. I was there. The only one day I sat down, there is something I heard from the pulpit. When the man condemned something, and the Holy Ghost made me to realize, no true servant of God, because of anything against this, I'm be talking like this. It's from that day and that move. Are you hearing about continuity ministry now? What is the move? Brethren, this message is to establish you. Many people will come up and say they are Antichrist. I mean, they are of God. Jesus Christ says, Matthew 24, verse 24. Matthew 24, verse 24. He said, it will be so close. He said, the deception will be so close. If it were possible, they would deceive the very elect. So that you are not deceived. That is the answer of this. They will come. This Jesus that said, CCCC is the Antichrist. That one cannot deceive you. Because we know CCCC is not about the mark. It's a number. It's not about the mark. CCCC is the number of his name. That one cannot deceive you. Those that will deceive you will be people, not with anointing, that will say they are followers of William Marion Brown. They will bring coats for you. And if you are not established, granted, know who you are following. Know who you are following. Pray very well that God should reveal your pastor to you. Not everyone that says it's of Christ, of Christ. Oh. Not everyone. There is another gospel, there is another spirit. Be guided. What they have enlisted you to is a way, is the way of life. There is no other way. Devil is after you. It's after me. So that we don't end up. I pray. We have listened to these teachings. You have saw its move. That you will be equipped. When those claim they shall come, those that follow them, where are they today? Yeah, you see them. You cannot even see some of them. You can't see Christ in them. God open. Get the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost that bear witness to truth and error. When he sees error, he will see, so this is error. Get it. Without it, you won't be able to stand against these antics of the enemy. I pray for you that you have listened to these teachings, exposing the Antichrist, that you will not be deceived by anointing. You will not be deceived by prosperity preachers. You will not be deceived by any antics of the devil. But you will be granted in the knowledge of his word and stay put for the one who has paid the supreme price for your salvation. And you will go with him in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you will go with him in the name of Jesus Christ. If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God you've been so true and live above for sin,
then for us there will be a meeting, for there is going to be a greeting. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day.
Amen. Amen. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus, not Samuel, for Jesus.